بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected friends, elders, just yesterday I found out that even after Fajr there's a slot, and alhamdulillah it was empty, and Allah Ta'ala gave me the opportunity to once again address my honorable and beloved brothers of Toronto and Canada. Maybe there are people from outside as well. Then I looked at the different topics and I asked myself that, let me talk about something which is very, very important, but due to lack of time, me or the other respected shuyukh, we won't be able to cover this topic, not directly anyway. And I said to myself that, my dear friends, Islam, our religion of Islam, what is Islam? And some people may think, oh, this is so easy, it's a basic, it's an essential anyway. Yes, it's basic. But unfortunately, due to the environment we are living in, all day we are around different information from the internet, different people trying to manipulate our minds. Every effort is being made to disconnect the Muslims from the core beliefs and from the core items of Islam. One big part of Islam, my dear friends, is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious Quran. Quran al-Majid, al-Furqan al-Hamid, this glorious Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends, it's part of Islam. No iman, no belief can be complete without believing in the Quran and the right beliefs that we have with regards to the Quran. So much so, there may be somebody who may say, "Amantu billah," I believe in Allah with all of His asma, all of His sifat. "Wa malaikati," I believe in the angels of Allah, all of them. "Wa kutubihi," I believe in all the books of Allah. "Wa rusulihi," I believe in all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Wal yawm al-akhir," I believe in the last day. "Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah," I believe in taqdeer, all good and bad come from Allah ta'ala. "I believe that we will be resurrected as well." And let me come back to the books again. So he says, "I believe in the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil." And they were 100% authentic when they came down. Now they have gone through change. But they were, as they came down, I fully believe in them. And I fully believe in the Quran as well. I fully believe in the Quran. But there's this one word in the Quran. Alif Lam Mim. O Ha Mim. O Ha Mim Ain Sin Qaf. Uttaha. One of these words, he says, "I just can't believe in this word. I don't understand it. I don't know what's it doing over here. I believe from cover to cover, I believe in the whole Quran. But this Alif Lam Mim, I don't understand it and I don't believe in it. I don't take it to be part of the Quran." He is not a Muslim, my dear friends. He is not a Muslim. This is how essential belief in the glorious Quran is. And the ulama will explain that if we say that the other suhuf, the other small books and the big books, the divine scriptures that came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they are all kitabullah, if they are all books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the glorious Quran is kalamullah. It is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My speech, I hold right over it. My speech, it belongs to me. It is a part of myself. Similarly, the Quran is kalamullah, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a quality which cannot be separated from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has existed and there is no beginning to Allah, and for as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain and there is no end to Allah, this Quran will remain. And this Quran has been there since the start. And where has this Quran come from? Because it has come from Almighty Allah, who is the most perfect one, who is Subhan, He is free from all faults. Because it has come from Allah, then this Quran is also free from all faults as well. Free from all faults, free from all defects, free from any kind of doubt. So as soon as Allah Ta'ala, He starts the Quran with Surah Al-Fatiha, with the opening, we go to Surah Al-Baqarah, and the first fact that we are taught, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. this great, magnificent kitab, there is not a single atom, single percent of doubt inside this kitab. Nor is there anything doubtful inside this kitab. And because it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because Allah has taken this responsibility on His own self, that we have revealed the Qur'an, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and we will protect the Qur'an. So Allah explains that there is no falsehood inside the Qur'an, nor can any falsehood come closer to the Qur'an. لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. Why? Because تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٍ. It has been revealed from the most wise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the most praiseworthy one, Allah ta'ala. And when it has come down from Hamid, when you and I will start reciting the Qur'an and attaching ourselves to the Qur'an, practicing the Qur'an, understanding the Qur'an, we will also become Mahmood as well. We will also become praiseworthy in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, this Qur'an is extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Narrated by Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, he says that القرآن أحب إلى الله من السماوات والأرض وما فيهن. The Quran is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than this whole creation. Than the skies and the earth and everything in between. This Quran is much beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, if we were to become Ashabul Quran, the people of the Quran, those who fulfill the rights of the Quran, imagine how beloved we will become in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi. Everything, every person, every community, every society, every organization, everything they have that one thing that they take pride over. Inna li kulli shay'in sharafan yatabahawna bihi. They all boast about this thing. Oh, you know, I would say that my madrasa, we have such and such ustad, Allahu Akbar, is unmatchable. Another, this masjid will say, you know, alhamdulillah, we have this one program, Path to Piety, every year, and it becomes a means of so much hidayah for the people. You know, we love it, and we're so proud, and we take honor in hosting this program. Everything they take, there's always something that you will take pride. In our family, we will say, you know, this individual in our family, mashallah, he has united our family. And we take so much honor in being part of his family. وَإِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further goes on to explain that verily that thing that the pride of this ummah, إِنَّ بَهَاءَ أُمَّتِي, the pride of this ummah, وَشَرَفَهَا, and the honor of this ummah is the glorious Qur'an. The glorious Qur'an. And not just in this world, my dear friends, but even in the Akhirah as well, whoever the Ashabul Qur'an were, then in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be shown great respect to them. So this Qur'an which has been given to us, my dear friends, just now we listened in the Fajr Salah, in both rakat, a discussion came with regards to the glorious Qur'an. One point I have just said, there is no doubt inside the glorious Qur'an. A respected Shaykh, he recited, وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِهِ. That, O people, if you are in any sort of doubt with regards to the Qur'an, and you claim that, you know, I believe in the whole Qur'an, let's just take the smallest surah. Let's just take the smallest surah, three verses inside. Allah is saying, even that smallest surah, you have some sort of doubt in there, then why don't you bring even three verses. Why don't you bring three verses forward and say, you know, we need to replace these three verses with these three verses. You will never be able to. Allah Ta'ala says, you will never be able to. Once a group of scientists, a few intellectuals, a few doctors got together and somebody was explaining to them the miraculous nature of the glorious Qur'an. And part of this Qur'an is the quality of the i'jaz of the Qur'an. The miraculous nature of the glorious Qur'an. And that every verse has been designed and every verse has been worded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that no one can ever replace a single verse. So this person who was introducing the Qur'an to them, they were Arabs as well, they understood the Arabic language and many were professionals in the Arabic language. He said to them that, okay, you tell me, if you wanted to say that Jahannam is big, If you wanted to say Jahannam is big, how would you say it? Well, somebody said it's easy. Inna Jahannam kabir. Inna Jahannam wasi'a. Jahannam is big. Jahannam is wide. And everyone gave their opinion. And after listening to all of their opinions, he said that none of you can match the interpretation of the glorious Quran. Where Allah wanted to say, where Allah has said that Jahannam is so wide, Jahannam is massive, Jahannam is enormous in size. Allah Ta'ala says, this is how Allah says it. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِمْ تَلَأْتِي وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. Allah says that on that day we will say to Jahannam that, are you full now? Have we put so many people inside yourself, inside the fire of Jahannam, that you have become full? There is no more space for anybody else? When we will ask this to Jahannam, Jahannam will say, هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Are there any more? Yani, I've got enough space inside of me, as many more, bring as many more as you want. This is how Allah Ta'ala interprets this meaning that Jahannam is big. See, my dear friends? So the miraculous nature of the glorious Quran. In the second rakat we heard, and I, as I was listening to this, I thought to myself, Allahu Akbar. How lucky are we, my dear friends? How fortunate are we? On one side, Allah Ta'ala is saying, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends, we are so insignificant. We are so unworthy. But look how Allah Ta'ala has granted us honor. Look how Allah Ta'ala has showered His bounties upon us. On one side, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that if we reveal this Quran unto the mountains, if we reveal this Quran unto the mountains, then you would see this mountain coming down and breaking into pieces due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet this same revelation was given to the leader of humanity, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he became that chain for us so we can have easy access to the glorious Quran. Allahu Akbar. And one, I thought to myself, and I said to myself, you're such an ungrateful servant of Allah. Allah has given you such a great bounty. Allah has given you first-hand access to the glorious Quran, yet you do not access the glorious Quran the way you should. And I thought to myself that today, non-Muslims have more curiosity and they have more zeal to find out what is written inside this Quran, this message from the Creator, yet us Muslims who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not believe in the Creator. They do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they are more curious than the general Muslims to see what is inside the glorious Quran. And then we have the likes of Shaykhul Islam, Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayh. He used to say, look how much effort these people would exert in understanding the Quran. He would say, I would do mutala'ah, I would do my study of the glorious Quran. And when I would get stuck on a certain verse, now I would pray two rakat salah to Allah. And if that didn't work as well, you know, he said that sometimes for one verse of the glorious Quran, I would look up 1,000 tafaseer. To understand one verse of the glorious Quran, I would open up 1,000 tafaseer for one verse of the glorious Quran. And then he would say sometimes that if that wouldn't work as well, then I would beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, this part of the Quran, my intellect or my ilm or the knowledge that I have, or I do not have the capacity to understand it. Oh Allah, you take me to the right meaning of the glorious Quran. And he would go out, he would roll himself in the mud, he would adopt a state of disgrace, and then he would say to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Mufahima Sulaiman Fahimni, that oh that being who gave understanding and intellect to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. He was a very intellectual person. He had understanding from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, that being who has given him this understanding. Oh Allah, grant me understanding as well. وَيَا مُعَلِّمَ آدَمَ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلِّمْنِي. And oh, the teacher of Adam and Ibrahim alayhim as-salam. Oh Allah, you grant me knowledge as well. Oh Allah, you grant me knowledge as well. So this great Quran, my dear friends, it's a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are so fortunate that Allah ta'ala has given us this access to the glorious Quran. My dear friends, we must connect to the glorious Quran. We must connect to the glorious Quran. Let us not be from those people. Because you know, whenever something is great, whenever there is any great bounty, it has rights. Allah Ta'ala has granted many of us parents. We had parents, and those whose parents have gone, may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala elevate their statuses, grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah Ta'ala make you a means of giving them comfort in their graves. But my dear friends, parents, they are a great blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because they are a great blessing, we have certain rights we must fulfill. This body Allah Ta'ala has given to us, it's a great blessing of Allah, my dear friends. It's a great blessing of Allah. Nobody would take any sort of money to give any of their parts away. Every single body part Allah Ta'ala has given to us is of utmost importance to us. But because this body is a great bounty of Allah, this body has rights over us. I will say, Shaykh will say, again, Shaykh will say that, you know, Allah Ta'ala has given me this ustad and this ustad. Allah has given me great teachers. But along with this great bounty, we have rights we must fulfill towards them. Everything which is a great blessing of Allah, we have rights we must fulfill. Similarly, my dear friends, just to be happy and say, oh, you know, I follow the Quran. And just because we are Muslims, this does not mean we are fulfilling the rights of the glorious Quran. The ulama explained, my dear friends, there are three rights of the glorious Quran. I won't go into much detail, I'll mention them. And then inshallah, with this hope that you and I, inshallah, will take this as a means to start fulfilling the rights of the glorious Quran. The first right of the glorious Quran, my dear friends, the ulama explained, is to recite this Quran. Recite the glorious Quran. أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. That recite this Quran. And in another verse, Allah explains, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتُلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. Those people whom we have given the Quran to, this kitab, this glorious Quran, the mu'mineen, what is their alamat? What is their description? They read the glorious Quran according to its due right. They recite the glorious Quran. And then Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. يعني, those people whom we have given the Quran to, and they recite the glorious Quran, Allah Ta'ala is saying, these people in the true meaning are believers of the glorious Quran. So, indirectly Allah Ta'ala is explaining in this verse, that if we don't recite the glorious Quran, in true meaning our iman is not on the glorious Quran. In the true meaning, in the way it's supposed to be. And note over here how Allah says, they don't just read it. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. They recite the Quran and according to the due right of the glorious Quran. And the right of the Quran is that the Quran is recited with full tajweed. Quran is recited with full tajweed. And I will leave it over here, my dear friends. If you don't know how to recite Quran with tajweed, mashallah, Allah has blessed you with so many ulama. So many ulama. Find one ustaz. One ustaz. Go to your local masjids and say, can you organize some tajweed course for us, tajweed class for us, where we want to come and we want to learn how to read the Quran. And those who know how to recite with tajweed, but like myself, we have become neglectful in this regard. We don't read the Quran the way we're supposed to. Let us make an intention from now, inshallah, we will start reciting the glorious Quran. The Salafus Salihin, my dear friends, the Sahaba Kiram, their general practice was, every 7 days they would finish the Quran. Every 7 days they will finish the Quran. 7 years passed by in our lives, yet we do not complete the Quran. 7 years passed by. And whereas great scholars like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi say that if a person does not finish the Quran 2 times in a year, if he does not complete the Quran from Alif Lam Mim till One Nas 2 times in a year, then this person is sinful. He is violating the rights of the glorious Quran. Let us not be from those people, my dear friends. How Allah Ta'ala puts a picture for us of the Day of Judgment. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبْ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. The Prophet will complain on the Day of Judgment. And the Prophet will say that, O Allah, I pass on the message to them. I took your kitab to them. I took your book to them. But O Allah, my nation, they threw this Quran behind their backs. They left this Quran. They abandoned this Quran. Let us not be from these people, my dear friends. You know, we go to universities, we do extensive studies, and books after books we read. And the youngsters, they fall in love with these novels, and they can't put it down. Nighttime comes, and the whole night they will spend reading these novels, reading these stories, reading these magazines. Yet this letter, which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have failed to read it and failed to understand it. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi explains, and this takes me to the next point, that the first point was to recite the glorious Quran. Secondly, to understand the Quran. Understand the Quran. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that the Quran is a letter from the Creator to the creation. The Quran is a letter, and the letter not to Allah's benefit. If I write a letter to somebody else, maybe I am saying to them that, you know, I want to come and help me do this, and help me do this, and help me do this. Allah is not writing this letter for His benefit. Allah is sending us this letter so we can be successful in this world and ultimately in the hereafter, my dear friends. Imam Ghazali says, this letter has come from your Creator. You are so neglectful. Yet when a letter comes to you from the creation, when a letter comes to you from your friends, families, organizations, institutes, companies, then you're first, you run for that post, you open it up and you want to know what's inside. Sheikh, my respected Ustaz, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Daras Sahib Hafizahullah, he explains, he says, when we used to be in the villages in India, when we used to be in the villages of India, then very few people would there were very few people who would even know how to read. Very few people who would even know how to read. So he says that when a letter would come, when a telegram would come, then the whole village would gather together, and sometimes in the whole village there would be nobody to translate that letter or to understand that letter. So the whole village would get together and they would send one person to another village where some educated person was there, and he would translate this message to them, and this whole village would remain in anxiety until everybody would in anticipation until that person would return with the letter. Just to know that what news has come inside this letter. Do we have this zeal? Do we have this excitement? Do we have this anticipation to understand what is inside the glorious Quran? Lectures take place in masajid. Let's say, for example, Wednesday night is the Dars of Quran. The Dars of Quran. Do we have that zeal inside of us that, yes, but when will it be Wednesday when I can sit by my local alim, when I can sit by my ustaz, and he will explain to me the verses of the glorious Quran? We need to create this zeal inside of us. Allama Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib Hafizahullah, I read in one of his books where he says that this Quran is ajeeb. Whenever I dive into the ocean of the Quran, I come out with a new gem and a new pearl. Whenever I dive into this ocean, I've come out with a new finding, with a new understanding, with a new recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Quran, my dear friends, we must understand it, but I must make it a point to say that don't understand it, like I mentioned yesterday, with your own intellect. Don't understand it with, look, the Sahaba Kiram, they were Arabs, and they were professional in the Arabic language. They used to compete with one another in poetry. And poetry is not easy to compile poetry in the Arabic language. But they would have the most eloquent poetry in the Arabic language. So these people are masters of the Arabic language. And the Quran came down to them. The Quran came down to the Arabs. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We have sent down the Quran to you so that you can explain to the people what has been revealed to them. But they were Arabs. They understood it. Many people say, oh, I know Arabic now, I've learned Arabic now, I don't need to refer to anybody else, I can understand the Quran. But then why did the Sahaba need the likes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not just to live as an example of the Quran, not just for this. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, so you can explain to them as well. You can explain to them what the verses of Allah mean. So, best way is to make an ustad, learn the tafsir of the glorious Quran through your ustad. If not, then through the guidance of a reliable alim, ask him which tafsir is suitable for myself, and a tafsir written by an authentic scholar, read that tafsir and start your journey through the Quran, my dear friends. And thirdly, and most importantly, we must practice on the rulings and the regulations of the glorious Quran. All the rules, all the do's and the don'ts of the glorious Quran, we must carry them out and we must refrain from them. These are the three rights of the glorious Quran, and under them come these different things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and I will end over here, my dear friends, Al-Quranu hujjatun laka o alayk. Very, very simple message. Very, very simple message, that tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, this Quran is going to stand as a witness, is going to stand as a proof. The Quran will stand as a dalil tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. And this dalil, not always in the favor of the Muslims. He explains, Al-Quran, hujjatun laka aw alayk. It all depends on every individual. Those individuals who fulfill the rights of the glorious Quran, the Quran will stand as a dalil for them. The Quran will fight for them on the Day of Judgment. And those people who did not fulfill the rights of the glorious Quran, then this Quran will speak against them tomorrow on the Day of Judgment. It reminds me of one hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَفْضَلُ مَنْزِلَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا مِن شَيْءٍ There is nothing أَفْضَلُ مَنْزِلَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ which will have a higher status and a higher value tomorrow on the Day of Judgment in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ than the glorious Qur'an. It will have the highest status. It will be the most virtuous in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he further says, La nabiyun, wala malakun, wala ghayru. No nabi will have a higher status and a higher value than the Quran. No angel will have a higher status and nothing else. So this Quran, my dear friends, we must fulfill the rights of the glorious Quran. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Path to Piety conference, Allah ta'ala makes it a means for us to connect to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this becomes the start of a new leaf in our lives where every day, inshallah, we will take out some time to start on this journey towards understanding and reciting and practicing the glorious Quran. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi.